Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Mortgage Marketing Mastery Show. And in today's episode, we are looking at the question, what social media strategies are most effective for mortgage brokers? That's the question we're going to be answering. And I'm going to unpack it for you in a bit more detail. Now, I will apologize. My voice is going a little bit. I've lost my voice. And because that's what happens when you have a toddler who wants to scream and shout at you and you end up shouting back at him at maybe 1 a.m. But it's fine. We're all made up and we've kissed and made up and everything's fine. But I have the joys of being a father is just being a parent is just it's just amazing, isn't it? So do bear with my croaky voice. This type of content, what type of stuff is effective? Well, in this episode, I want to break down these three types of content, which are strategies. You can use all three of these, and we're going to break them down in detail. Now, all of these, by the way, when we go through them, they can pretty much all be used in for Reels. They can be used, which is like shorts and stuff. They could be used for YouTube if you wanted. They can be used for blogs. They could be used for LinkedIn for written. So there really is like no limit on how you can do these. You know, pretty much you can just take these three types of things and apply them to your business, to your marketing and your strategies, and it'll work. But I'm going to talk about them and just unpack them for you in a bit more detail. So the very first one we've got is FAQ, okay, which also stands for frequently asked questions. Now, FAQ is probably the first thing that you can do when it comes to a strategy, an easy strategy to do. Now, when we talk about FAQ, what we're talking about here is I refer to this as burning questions, or sometimes referred to as what I call top of funnel, okay. Now, the top of funnel question, the reason why I refer it sometimes as top of funnel is because if you think about a client journey, so here is the start line. I'm just drawing this for anyone who, awful drawing, who's listening to this. You can head over to my YouTube channel, which is, you can go to ashborland.com/YouTube and it will redirect you there straight away. But I do like whiteboard sessions in these podcast episodes so you can see stuff more. Now, and screen shares and like demonstrations. So let's say this is the start line. This is where your client starts. And then we have the finish line here, then the whole of this process is the mortgage process. So you've got all the different stages. And then when we talk about top of funnel, what we're effectively thinking of is the start question. So it's all the questions that someone has at the start. This is the type of stuff. So this is the type of stuff that you want to be focusing on. Okay. So all of these questions here, the FAQs, are all the questions that are taking place before they've ever really thought about anything else. Where people can go wrong with this content is they start talking about stuff that is later on in the process. So they start talking about things that potentially they are not that interested in. And because at this point, at this stage, all they're really caring about is, can I get a mortgage? Is it, how much money do I need to make? Those are the questions. And you can see this with one of my clients, James Cox, JC Mortgages. If you go onto his TikTok, he does very well on TikTok. And what James does is a lot of how much money can I borrow if I'm earning $35,000 a year? How much money do I need to earn in order to buy a house of $400,000? These are the questions he's answering. Can it be boring? Yes. Does he text me all the time and say he's bored of it? Yes. But it's working because this is the type of content that people want to know. If you go down too much and you start to answer questions that are further down the process, then this is going to be a big problem, because what you're doing is you're actually answering questions that you're answering questions on content that people actually don't know they have yet. And this might feel clever and you might feel like you're educating the audience, but that's not the case. It's the same with this type of content. This content I talk about here is quite similar to some of the stuff I would talk to my clients about, especially when they first start. But if you've been working with me for a number of years, we are not talking about stuff that we're talking about in these videos, because it's a different type of client, a different type of mindset, a different type of audience. And so because of that, we need to, you, same with yourself, you need to make sure you tailor your content for that. And that is known as FAQs, or I call them top of funnel questions. You can do this, by the way, just head over to ChatGPT, search in ChatGPT and just search. So I've just literally jumped into ChatGPT and put, can you give me the top most asked questions about getting a mortgage? And literally, it's going to pump these out for me. Now, of course, the good thing about ChatGPT is you're able to change these and move these around depending on your niche. So you could say, could you give me the top most asked questions about getting a mortgage as a first-time buyer, as self-employed, as a high net worth income earner, as a doctor? And it's going to give these type of questions. And these are the type of questions we need to be looking at. What have we got here? What's the first step in getting a mortgage? How do I know how much I can afford? What's the difference between pre-qualification and pre-approved? What types of mortgages are available? What do I need for a mortgage application? Does my credit score affect my mortgage rate? What are the closing costs should I expect to pay? Obviously, this is American as well, so it's fine. But you can redo these. How long does a mortgage process take? Can I negotiate my mortgage rate? Which people might think, you might think that's crazy, but people might think that. And what happens if I miss a mortgage payment? These are the great example of the burning questions that we speak about. These are the type of things, as you say, these are this FAQ start of the process questions. That's what that is. And if you answer questions around that, you're going to do very well. Which brings me to the second type of content that you can make, and the second type of strategy you can go after is stories, okay? So story content is going to be significantly more powerful than FAQs if done correctly. Now, what is stories? Again, FAQs are really good, by the way. Stories is going to be, it's just going to reach a different level. What does story do? Story is about effectively telling clients stories. So people who have been, so this is the idea of it. It's people who have been in a similar situation. People who have been in a similar situation, that's the type of stuff that you're going to be talking about. Now, great way of doing this, really easy way that I do with this type of content is every time you have a client call, you can set yourself a target, and like a task that after I get off a call, I'm going to then do a video. That's what I do myself. So after I finished coaching, I'll make a video on it. I'll answer 1, 2, 3 questions that came up in that coaching call, and I save them in my drafts. And that means what I'm doing here is I'm telling stories. Just been speaking to a client. We had this conversation, literally said a story a minute ago about James from JC Mortgages. That's the same thing, is that like you're using stories to tell situational stuff. Now, what happened with stories is they will connect on a massive level with your audience. And it's a great strategy. They maybe will connect you on an emotional level. Somebody who's doing very well with stories, by the way, is one of my clients known as Nicola Huxley. And so if we look at Nicola's content, the stuff that she makes is all about storytelling in the content. Everything she does is this, and it connects with her audience on a whole new level. And she makes a lot of money through insurance by doing this. So here's an example of one of her videos.
6 o'clock. Every single time the alarm goes off, I spend a few minutes having an argument with myself, talking myself into and out of getting up. Thankfully, it's now a habit that the good side wins, and I slide out of bed and out the front door. But this is always the hardest part of my session, because I really enjoy the rest, yet it still happens every time. I know that in your head, the same thing often happens when you think about life and sickness cover. The good side wants a cover and knows you need it. The bad side gets to convince you that you are invincible and uses that it will be too expensive to fuel their argument. I encourage you to take the hardest step. Don't listen to the negative part of your brain. Speak to a professional like me. Let us make it easy for you and hopefully shut down the part of your brain stopping you getting the facts. And the good news is that you don't need to do that every week. You can shut your brain up completely once you've done it.
So that is an example there of how storytelling content can be used. And if you watch Nicola's content, she does it over and over again. It's absolutely brilliant. Which leads me on to the third and final type of content, which is news. So news is an interesting type of content in the mortgage space. And the reason why news is very powerful is because it actually has high repeat value propositions. So what I mean by this is that your client, there is a reason. So like I said, it has a value prop. which I wish is a value proposition. And that why this is the case is the good thing about news is that it gives someone a reason to come back. Because if you've got, if you create a piece of content today, so this is just like a, you make a video here, you make one video, and then the next day they have to tune in to watch the next video, and the next day to watch the next video, and the next day to watch the next video. What you're doing is creating a link of people starting to see you for a specific type of content. Now you can do next day, you can do next week, there's loads of different ways of using this, but what's good about news is that it creates a connection where people are coming to you and rely on you, so there's a real value proposition as to why they follow you. Now this is quite difficult to do, and I've got a few clients who are executing on this quite well. I'll show you an example of one now on doing well on YouTube with this, or doing it on YouTube and doing quite well. So we have an example which is one of my clients, which is Craig Fish, and it's the UK Mortgage Market Insights. And what Craig is creating is effectively news-based content on YouTube, and he's doing very well with it actually. And some of the videos that he's getting, we're getting up to 10,000 views on some of them, depending on the type of content he's creating. Now don't get me wrong, what he's doing here is quite a lot, and it's actually a very intricate process to create the level of content he's creating. But we've seen the same type of success on other normal, like on Reels and on TikToks and things like that. You can see here already, like he's generated on YouTube alone 5,800 views on the on his YouTube channel in the last 30 days, which is pretty impressive actually, when you take that in account with other, if you take that in account, sorry, with YouTube being very difficult to make work, this is really successful. And he's not the only client who's been doing this actually with YouTube. We're seeing some good movement there, but it's not just on there. Reels has done very well with it too. So news is good. Now what is the negative of news? There's actually quite a few negatives to it. And is it the one I would always recommend? It all depends on your strategy and the type of creator you want to be. The problem with news you have is that it is a treadmill, okay? So it is a treadmill that once you start, you can't get off. There's no evergreen in it. It's not repeatable. The information is as good today. It's only good today, and tomorrow it's out of date. So you've got to churn that out fast and fast and keep doing more. That's something to point out. The second thing with it as well is that you need to make sure that you are making it clear. It's got to be clear. The issue, sorry, not clear. The second issue you have is financial promotions. FinPro will write that. Now, the reason why financial promotions can be a problem is that you need to make sure that you know what you can and cannot say, and that you're not going into advice when you're talking about news. So you can talk about rates, you can talk about products, you can talk about all those things, you just cannot advise. And you have to make sure that you've got the date stamped at the front of it, which makes the content as well not very evergreen. But it can have massive exposure if done well over a long period of time. The exposure on a news channel can be huge. And Craig is a great example of this, with some of his TikTok videos reaching 500,000-600,000 views on TikTok with a similar type of content, because he does it everywhere. He does it on a podcast, does it everywhere. The YouTube one is just showing you something a bit different because we'd showed Instagram on the screen already. It's just trying to make sure that you see a different version of it. But this is one of them. So just to summarize, if you are looking to try and create good strategies, most effective strategies to generate leads for your business and build with mortgages at the moment, then focusing on FAQ content, story content, and news content is probably going to be the fastest way for you to do that. This seems to be the thing as of right now that is what everyone is doing that's getting the best results. However, all of them are really good. You can do a mix and match, but the most important thing with this is that you're consistent with them and that you are constantly improving on your skills in each one, because it's not just a go and talk about news and you instantly make money, or go and to do stories and you instantly work. Every single one of these examples I've given you here have done it for a long time, okay, a very long time. They put a lot of work to understand their craft, and they failed just as much as they succeeded in order to get to the point where they're now successful. So really make sure that when you do something, you stick at it for the long haul. Hopefully you've enjoyed that. If you've enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe. You can check out my free mortgage marketing blueprint. The link is in the show notes and also pinned in the YouTube comments section. You'll be able to find that too. And I will see you in the next episode. Okay, bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.